I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and I love trucking shows because it gives us a chance to sit down with our friends from Mercer, and they are here with us right now. Brian Helton is here. Brian, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being back, and also with you, Aaron Goodwin. Aaron, welcome to the program. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you.
Brian, get us caught up. How are things at Mercer?
Man, we are doing great. We're real excited about some things that we've got going on. We're doing a little Facebook contest right now to send some guys on an all-paid trip to the Talladega race this October. We're real excited about that. We're giving one away to general drivers out there. All they have to do is go sign up for it.
Yeah.
And then we're giving one away next month for driver appreciation to one of our guys just because. So any guy that's signed up, leased on at Mercer, is going to be eligible. They don't have to do anything.
Don't have to do anything.
And,
nice.
And we're sending one more guy that I wanted to mention today that just hit 3 million miles.
3 million
and,
miles.
I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag, but we're gonna just send this guy out to the race with his wife and put him up.
Yeah.
What a great accomplishment. What a great showing of loyalty.
Yeah.
This guy put 3 million safe, accident-free miles on.
Man.
And
that's tremendous.
Without the kind of dedication and loyalty that these owner operators give us, you just don't see that anymore.
Yeah,
it's a big deal to us.
We have we love acknowledging those drivers, and the million mile mark is such a great accomplishment. But more and more, we see these multi million mile marks and 3 million miles. What that says for anyone in the industry and familiar that can do just the simple math, we know what it means right away. But for those outside the industry, they may not realize. And you will break it down for someone, okay, this is how much that is. These are accident-free miles for that long.
It's incredible.
And this is what this person does for a living.
27 years
just
of driving
amazing.
and not being the public nuisance that these drivers are made out to be
in the media,
so many media sources.
Yeah.
We're real proud of it, and we just want to sing praises to him. Hopefully he's not listening because I have to call him and tell him that we're doing this for him next week. But if he is, Gene, we love you, man.
Yeah, great. Congratulations, Gene. And we appreciate you being out there and paying attention to the important things while you're on the road. Aaron, this is a great accomplishment. This goes back to really what the culture has been forever there at Mercer, and that is, this great relationship between Mercer and the drivers. Expand on that for us.
Well, it's a family atmosphere. It's an open door policy. You can come in and talk to any level of management at any time.
Yeah.
The department that I work in, it's the contractor relations department, and we're really there just to have, the contractors back.
Right.
Make sure that they're being taken care of and being treated fairly. They're never out there alone.
Right.
They're not alone out there if they have questions about how the system works, or they may have an issue with something that happened. They've got somebody they can go to that's going to go to bat for them.
Right.
So they really appreciate that. If they just need somebody to vent to.
Sure.
Call them, bend the ear.
Yeah. And I don't know how many of us realize in our day to day routines. I know you folks at Mercer do, and this is what's important, and this is part of the point, but Brian, I have said to people time and time again, well, look, most drivers are in their cab alone. And so if they run and think about this, because we often will do this, maybe we're on our drive home or something, 15 minutes or whatever it might be, and something just happened at the office and they're going, and we're just bubbling about it. And then we get home and then all of a sudden we maybe talk to our spouse about it or a friend about it, and all of a sudden things settle down.
Yeah.
Well, the driver's in that cab maybe 11 hours or 14 hours, and then maybe they get in the sleeper and they wake up the next morning and they still haven't talked to somebody about it.
Yes.
Often that stuff just, kind of boils over when it can just be addressed and it doesn't have to go that far.
Yeah, and the only difference, the obvious difference is we get to go home and forget about it.
Right.
These guys don't. But what we do is we try to be deliberate about it. And, and that's why Erin and her team are so important to us, is we have a designated staff that gets back to them. So they don't have to, you know, a very small problem can turn into a very big problem over about 600 miles.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And if nobody's calling you back and nobody's helping, and we don't fix, quote-unquote, fix every problem that a guy calls.
Right.
But we talk to him about it, and we give him an answer, and we let him know that it's important to address.
Sure.
So he's not out there just thinking about it.
And, right.
And then, you know, if you're upset and you've got things on your mind, you're not the best candidate to be out there on the road with 80,000 pounds.
Right, right.
So we want to keep them safe. We want to keep their mind right for them so they can focus on doing what they do.
Yeah.
And let us address the problems and go to bat for them in-house.
Right. And, you know, Erin, in part, that's how you get to 3 million safe miles. That's how you get to, you know, through that next mile safely. And that's really what it's all about. Whatever that next mile is, wherever you are now, you're doing, you're paying attention. You know, as you mentioned, Gene is paying attention to the important things at that moment, and that is driving, and not worrying about the other things, because, you know, there's those things are going to have multiple solutions or options, but the fact that they don't feel like they're alone, I think, is the biggest point. And you folks at Mercer have had an open door policy. What do other drivers there at Mercer say about that policy?
Oh, they really appreciate it. For one, they know that they matter. They know that if an upper management, if a general manager is going to have his door open and let you come in and sit down and talk to him about your frustrations or your concerns, that means a lot. You're a real person. You know, you're not just a means to an end to make money.
Right. Yeah.
To Mercer. We really do care, and we know that we learn everything that we learn, and we're there because of that contractor.
Right.
What they see and do out there matters to our success.
Right.
You know,
and think about that, Brian, because it seems like far too often, just generally speaking in the world, that we run into people who, you know, say that they genuinely care, but you really have to invest yourself into it heavily and fully for, especially a driver, to convince a driver, for that driver to know that you care.
Yeah. You know, a guy that you all are very familiar with, Mr. Dan Baker.
Yes.
Speaks a lot on that, and it really resonated with us. Our general manager and I sat in on one of his seminars years ago, and, you know, one of the things that we took from that, Dan spoke of, these drivers don't care how much you know about trucking until they know how much you care.
Right.
And we try to just show guys that we care.
Yeah.
We're not perfect for everybody. We've lost plenty of drivers over the years, building up to 24, almost 2,500 trucks now.
Yeah.
But the ones that we can help, we do, and we let them know that they're important to us and that we do care about trucking, and we do care about truck drivers.
Right.
They keep our country running,
and
I think they're one of the most unappreciated professions out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels really good to be a part of people that understand that and can show appreciation to guys that really don't get a lot of the positives.
Right.
Now, everybody will tell them every mistake they ever make. Mm. You know, if the logs are wrong, they're going to hear about it.
Exactly.
But, you know, I spoke with a guy earlier today that had an accident earlier in the year, and we called and we worked out and everything's fine. He's still with us, and he was beating himself up over it, and I had to remind him. I said, you know, 364 days last year, you killed it.
Right.
You did us a great job.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that part.
Right, right.
And
I think a lot of drivers believe and probably live on that edge. And believe that in today's world, with everything that's in place, that they're just one accident away from being unemployed.
Yes. And, you know, well, the media didn't report on the 5 million people worldwide out there driving vehicles that didn't kill somebody today.
Right. Right. Exactly. And, so. And, you know, and that's the thing, is that drivers shouldn't be operating under that fear. They should have some assurance.
Yeah, and we should appreciate what they do for us and be better drivers around them.
Yeah, yeah. If drivers want to learn more, where do they go?
They can go to Mercertown.com, www.mercertown.com. They can also go to Facebook and just check out more of kind of the family fun side of Mercer.
Right.
And they can also get signed up for that Talladega weekend giveaway.
Oh, man. That would be just awesome to win. So that's what a great prize that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's just great. Well, congratulations on all the success at Mercer. Congratulations to all the successful drivers there at Mercer. And we greatly appreciate you folks stepping in today and sitting down with us. We love talking to you guys. Love what you guys are doing there at Mercertown.
Yeah, we love being on. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for having me.